Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I'm going to be leading you through a fictional guided meditation and visualization that is about taking a leap of faith into new territory on a special kind of desert vision quest. The setting of this exploration is in a remote desert area near Tucson, Arizona. Some of the local people and the indigenous people of this land believe that there is an invisible energetic vortex in this area. Some people come here to the desert specifically to experience a vision quest. This vision quest today will be focused on connecting you to experiences with elements in nature and to your own nature. You will make whatever insights you do as it relates to your own quest for new insights and perhaps new vision going forward in your life. Maybe you might even get a glimpse of a totem animal or bird or insect or reptile that represents some aspect of nature that may become a more noticeable guide and guardian in your life going forward. In order to connect you to the idea of vision quest, imagine for this moment that you are standing with your bare feet and your feet are touching the desert sand. And notice as the sun is starting to go down and the moon is now visible in the night sky, you find you have a sand hourglass in your hands and you read what is written on the side of the hourglass. A string of days, if not now, when? For now is the time for a vision quest. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself. Trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation and visualization as often as you would like. And so now, find a relaxing space. And once you are in this relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you may want to lay down or to sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to just close your eyes and listen to my voice. And just begin noticing that you're breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe. Just notice your breath. And as you are noticing your breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You now find yourself sitting in a little plane that is flying high above the desert floor. You find yourself starting to reflect upon your new experiences with skydiving. First, you reflect upon how you learned tandem skydiving, where you, as a student skydiver, were connected to a harness. Johnny, your instructor, guided you through the whole jump, from exiting the plane, through free fall, as well as how to open up your parachute and how to maneuver and pilot the parachute canopy. You learned about the nuances and skills required to make a safe landing. Perhaps you are remembering that you felt some level of being scared during your first tandem jumps, but also maybe too, you felt a level of excitement and the adrenaline as it started to move through your body, perhaps. Maybe too, you might have felt held and safe on some levels as well. While doing the tandem jumps, harnessed to Johnny, maybe you were able to see how he guided you through and was there for you, explaining things through every step along the way. And you may have even experienced a great amount of uncertainty or felt the fear and yet had the courage to free fall after bravely jumping out of the plane towards the earth as you made more and more jumps, gaining more and more experience and confidence. Where in your life have you experienced a symbolic sense of free fall? Maybe it was feeling like you didn't have a sense that someone else was in it with you, so to speak, as part of your support team. Or can you recall a time when you felt you were in a symbolic free fall and where you felt you were journeying in tandem with a supportive other, experiencing being held safely and supporting each other perhaps through something that was scary and uncertain, and you had a safe landing and got through it pretty well overall anyways? As you ponder this for a few moments, you start to realize that being here with Johnny today on this vision quest, you are in good hands. For Johnny is both a skydiver instructor and a nature expert and a wilderness guide. You were intrigued when Johnny invited you to come along on a type of vision quest that involved parachuting into a pristine and hard to reach area of the desert in Arizona that is the most easily accessible by parachuting in. Coming on this vision quest, you didn't need to pack in a lot of anything, just some of the bare necessities, like water, food, sun protection, a hat, protective footwear, protective clothes, some matches to light a fire, as well as your guide, Johnny. And you brought yourself with an openness to letting yourself be as present as you can be and curious to what may unfold. On the plane today, Johnny invited you to say out loud an intention that called in the dimensions of the worldly elements of the moon, the sun, the stars, as well as the four core elements of earth, air, water, and fire. Together, you set the intention for protection and to receive messages and guidance from these natural elements. As you now prepare to parachute out of the plane, you ponder some of the connections with this activity of skydiving with your own life. Where in your life are you starting to think about and connect to in regards with the idea of needing perhaps to take a symbolic leap of faith? Maybe you want to become more of an edge walker, a risk taker, or you might just want to more consciously decide to jump into some kind of new territory. You might want to consider a new leap of faith. It doesn't have to be a big one. It could be a small leap of faith. It's up to you. Or maybe you are being called to make a small or bigger leap of faith into an upgraded version of yourself. Like with computer software, there are versions to programming where it may start off as a 1.0 version. Then there is evolution and some new features that upgrade the system and the programming to a version of 2.0 or even 3.0. Where do you see yourself currently, and what part of your own wiring do you think is in need perhaps of a new software upgrade, so to speak? Maybe it's an upgrade in new beliefs around something where you want to delete certain words or phrases from your vocabulary, or a new physical routine or change of habit, for example, in your regular diet. Whether that diet needs a slight or major overhaul, like a diet of daily words, or cultivating more nourishing relationships that could serve to feed you better quality nutrients like companionship, connection, or liveness. As you prepare now to parachute out of the plane, you are entering the invisible element of air. You're not a bird, but you might feel like a fast-moving bird that instead of having wings, has a parachute that at the right time, when it is deployed, will catch the air and enable you to adjust and slow the initial free fall into a softer gravitational pull as you descend and move towards the earth element. This particular earth element is covered by desert sand and is isolated, except for the many indigenous animals, birds, reptiles, insects, and vegetation that you will find here. Notice that the sun has not gone down yet, and that is what the two of you have been planning. You've been planning the time of the jump around when you wanted to land before dusk into the area known as Wild Buffalo Bluff. From the air, the landmark below looks like a large buffalo's body shape. Some believe that if you resonate with the wild buffalo as a totem animal, you might have a willingness to meet challenges in your life more head on. You wonder if that means figuring out things more using your mental capacities, like weighing things out, like pros and cons. Some people are more head type, so to speak, where they utilize their thinking capacities and reasoning as a dominant way of dealing with things in their life, like thinking things through. Some people believe that the buffalo as a totem animal can teach you that genuine prosperity comes when you are truly grateful for what you already have in your life. Johnny encourages you that you can research more about this totem animal even after you leave this space, or any totem animal that might be of interest to you or that might appear to you in this experience. Johnny next explains a bit more about totem animals and their meanings from a Native American perspective. Johnny knows that there are many different interpretations from many different Indigenous people and respects your own preferences and beliefs around this offering of information throughout this whole vision quest and regarding totem animals. A totem animal is a spirit being, sacred object, or symbol of a tribe, clan, family, or individual. Johnny starts to talk about the sun from his point of reference, as he relates that the sun is a circle of spirit with no beginning and no end, whole and complete. And as you contemplate your own lifetime journey moving towards more wholeness, as you expand and evolve into more of your own potential, know that you are here to shine like the sun in your own unique way. We are forever evolving our own sun-like essence and vitality within ourselves. The first invitation on this vision quest is to invoke learning more about your symbolic inner sun and what you can envision yourself doing, as in using your will to take action to create some expression of your true authentic self as it reflects your own individuality. Another way of looking at this is, what is a way in which you would like to be known, and the things that you would want to express and to be recognized or seen for in your life. The moon, from Johnny's point of reference, has qualities representing the feminine, of women, of motherhood, and can also represent the past and things that may be more subconscious. It can represent where we feel and experience emotions. Johnny suggests you may want to invoke the essence of the moon, as in it can represent your unconscious, your receptive response, and your emotional side. See what you can tap into here and see what you can start to envision, symbolically perhaps. See what bubbles up to help orientate you to what is trying to arise from your deepest heart and what would make your heart sing in this vision of your future. You take a few moments to welcome this in, and you can explore this further even after you leave this space. Next, Johnny starts to gather things together and starts to prepare a campfire. You notice that Johnny prepares the campfire expertly, and then you two make yourselves comfortable around the campfire, and he begins talking about how a campfire is such an important fire element. For it serves some great functions, as it brings light in the soon-to-be very dark sky, and provides warmth, as the desert really can cool off significantly at night, temperature-wise. It also acts as a beacon, which can serve a few functions, to be a predator deterrent and to help keep insects at bay. There is also the functionality as having the campfire be a source of fuel and a way in which to cook your food. It can also offer a psychological sense of safety, especially in an isolated new territory, such as this one. Johnny relates that he knows he brings fire energy to others in his field of instruction, being a skydive instructor, as through his very skilled skydive expertise, he exudes confidence and reassurance, and that he has his students' backs as they start the skydiving journey together in tandem, and they can trust that he will share knowledge and teach them step by step how to safely learn each step in the sequence, from moving from tandem jumps to doing it solo, from exiting the plane through free fall, piloting the canopy of the parachute, and into safe landings. Johnny invites you to remember a time when you gave the gift of being there to help guide someone while they were in need of support, or to learn something new while you acted as the one who had their back. Johnny relates that sometimes we try to land in a target area, and given that there are so many factors in place sometimes, it can lead us to being off course. And yet, when we look at it, it still was a safe landing. And like in life, it's a constant learning curve to shift and make adjustments to get to where we actually want to go. Can you remember when recently you found that you landed a little off course in some area in your life? Instead of reaching the ideal, what was it in that accomplishment anyways that, looking back on it now, you can see was good enough and even satisfactory enough, perhaps? Next, as you prepare to get some rest for the second part of your vision quest tomorrow, Johnny will watch out over you and keep the fire going. You will do this for each other in shifts until dawn. Johnny next shares a bit of background around the tradition and meaning of the dream catcher. And as he does this, he brings out his dream catcher and proceeds to do a bit of show and tell around the symbolism. The shape of the dream catcher is a circle, because it represents the circle of life and how forces like the sun and the moon travel each day and across the sky. The dream catcher web catches the bad dreams during the night, and then they are disposed of when daylight comes. So as you put the dream catcher near your head, and as you turn over the sand hourglass, your eyes watch the sand start to move in the hourglass. You ask for new dreams that will help to show you the way as part of the new envisioning that you want to call in now during your dream time. And as you relax more, you trust that the dream catcher knows how to work for you to help you with part two of your vision quest that will continue next time. As you start to drift off now, you say goodnight to Johnny and give thanks for what you have experienced so far in this vision quest. So take a few more deep breaths as you relax more deeply. And for now, just rest for a few moments. Feel your body supported. And when it feels right, you can make your way back into a seated position. And after a few more breaths, you can start to wiggle your toes and move your fingertips. And when it feels right, to open your eyes. I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me on this first part of the vision quest. And until next time, I wish you well.